welcome to the Wine Vault. On tonight's episode, Rob, Scott, and Becky all sit back and try the wines from Fat Bastard Winery. So sit back, relax, and enjoy tonight's Wine Vault. Welcome, everybody, to the Wine Vault. It is I, Rob the Wine Guy, and tonight, I am joined by an ecstatic Scott the Licensed Taxi Driver.
I'm very happy to be here, and I've brought somebody along with me, just for you, Rob. Well, you and Wilford and all your other multiple personalities. Dr. Swartz is here to see you tonight.
Oh, how exciting. It's so great.
I'm so glad.
I'm also joined by an enthralled Triple B.
Good evening. Enthralled.
Enthralled.
Less than excited.
Exuberant.
There's a reason.
Because tonight we have the wines from, well, they're made in France. They want you to know
allegedly.
That. But yes, it is. And it's Fat Bastard Wines.
Do you think you should say it with an accent?
Okay.
Because it's made in France.
It's Fat Bastard.
Well, they're not saying French. Said it like fat bastard.
That was an accent.
But that's not a French accent.
Would you like me to use this accent, a fat bastard? No. Wilford doesn't really have an accent. No, I don't. No. He's Midwest common. But.
That's Midwest.
The fat bastard.
I like that.
The fat bastard. Anyway, made in France. The line that is, this is more Austrian.
German.
It's Nazi kind of, you know, they surrendered. No, they made the war, the Maginot Line. It did not work, did it? No.
No.
We invaded you. We used the Blitzkrieg and flew over your wall. Ha ha. But this is a value-priced line. They're all about $11 or $12. They make a cab. They make a Pinot, which we're doing tonight, the cab and the Pinot. A Merlot, and a Chardonnay. And you know what? They probably make some other stuff too, but who fucking cares?
It seems like they had a red blend at one point.
Good for fucking them. What is that, the cab and the Merlot mixed together? In a shaker? Here you go. It's Bordeaux blend. Clarendel's like, oh, we've got competition now.
Yes, we do.
Actually, Ronin by Clean A is like, oh, fuck. They're going to take us out. Oh, you will know Fat Bastard because they have a label that has a flower pot. And growing out of the flower pot is a hippo on a vine.
Is it like a topiary?
Yes, I think that's what it's supposed to be, a topiary. If you look closely, it's a flowering topiary, too.
So.
But it's a hippo, nevertheless.
Do you know what topiary is, Rob?
Apparently, it is some sort of a carved plant of some kind. I have no
clue. Very good. Ding, like ding, ding.
It's like a shrub.
Ornamental shrub.
Yeah, okay. That you
make it into look like something.
Prune into look like something.
See, I know that, but I just have it takes me longer to say it.
When you said that, you were like,
I don't know what a topiary is. I assume that's what it was.
Yeah. Like you were making up. I thought that it was sitting on like a umbrella kind of, but I think that's part of it.
Yes, it's a topiary, folks.
Rob was thinking that a topiary involved getting another vaccine and infringing on his rights.
No, I thought a topiary was something that you wear on your head. So that's
like a toboggan?
No, like a toupee.
Oh.
So, like a face covering?
Like a toupee.
Toupee.
A toupee.
What is it? Like cockolet. Remember that cockolet? Yeah. Scott last week, he has a new. There's a new type of descriptor for wine. It's called cockolet. That's right, cockolet. No,
I have some news.
What's that?
One of my Christmas gifts were these two huge flower pot things for our front porch.
Oh.
I might be getting a topiary to go in them.
Oh,
and if Bo doesn't ship up or shape out, he's going to turn into a topiary.
Yeah. That's
a dog on a stick in a pot. Hear that, Bo?
Yeah.
No.
I'm surprised that this story didn't involve said dog chewing on said pot. I thought this was going to be a bad story.
We get a cat topiary. And it meows. And it looked like Sally. And he'd just be hated.
For real.
He would hate it.
She is a good girl, by the way, Sally. You know that? By the way, when you're wrestling him and you're telling Sally she's a good girl when he can't see her and you're under a blanket, really pisses him off. I found that out last night. Luckily, I had a lot of Tempur Neo in me when that was happening. Gotcha. So it numbed the pain. So, he bites.
So not only now are the children beating you up, but the dog's beating you up,
well,
too.
You know, that's true. I was laying on the floor, and William jumped off the couch and stomped on my back.
I saw it. In my mind, I knew it was going to happen, but then it happened before I could, like, get it, you know, like, out of my mouth.
It's one of those things William knew he shouldn't do, but he just couldn't resist it.
He was gleeful.
Yeah.
He was gleeful. And Becky knew she should have stopped it, but
I was in the kitchen. I was too far away, and I was like.
But part of you, there was that split second where you're like, he's going to jump on his back. I should stop
him.
Part
of me was like, he deserves it.
3, 2, 1. And let it happen.
He slept in that recliner, and I tried to wake him up and make him leave.
After the show.
Yeah.
That was a bad next day. I felt like shit.
So weird.
I know. It's weird. It's weird. Oh, well.
And I turned on the lights in the living room because I got up to feed Maggie in the middle of the night. I turned on the lights, and he was like, I'm not getting out of this bed, or I'm not getting out of this recliner.
I was asleep until you did that. I probably would have slept. Maybe. So, folks, we're going to take a break, and then we're going to come back and start on our arduous journey of drinking Fat Bastard.
Mm-hmm. We talk all the time about, like, stupid Americans.
Mm.
Like, what else is this wine but a stupid American wine? I mean, really.
It's a lot of things, probably.
It doesn't even have, like, a law Fat Bastard. You know, like, it's not even, like.
Le Fat Bastard. Yes, Le Fat Bastard. Bastard.
And like maybe an accent mark or something. Well, like they didn't even.
Well, something good.
No.
The fat. Domaine de la fat bastard.
Right.
Yes. Paydoc, though. That's what it is. So that gets you all titillated. So, folks, we're going to take a break and be right back here on the Wine Vault.
Hey, everybody. It's Rob the Wine Guy. Do you love the Wine Vault? Do you want the world to know about the Wine Vault? Well, do you know the best way to do that? By giving us a review wherever you get your podcasts. Whether that be on iTunes or Stitcher or TuneIn or Spreaker or Podbean or some other app I've never heard of but probably gave your phone a virus when you downloaded it. So take that time. Give us that review. Give us your thoughts and feedback. That way, everyone will know to listen to, enjoy, and join us on the Wine Vault. And we'll be right back.
And we're back, folks. It occurred to me off air, in the 30 seconds we were off air, the last time I curated a show like this, it was the Las Rocas. Remember that?
Curated.
That was horrible. So, and those were highly scored wines. Yeah.
These
nice
are not.
These do not have scores, but there is facts and figures on some sheets. I'm going to hand it over to the Triple B, unless she would like me to read it as Wilford.
That's right. I could read. I'm a very good reader.
Which one? Winemaking? Or what?
On the Pinot.
Oh.
Yes. Yeah, so we're going to drink the Pinot first, because it's lighter. They look exactly the same.
Which part do you want me to read?
The whole thing.
Oh, okay.
It's not in French. Yes.
It's not in French.
It's not.
The grapes are harvested at optimum maturity. Then they pass through the crusher. Destemmer? I was so confused about what that word was going to be.
Crusher destemmer.
Fermentation of the juices with 2 pumping overs a day during around 1 week. What?
That's right.
A period of maceration occurs under controlled temperature at 27 degrees Celsius to extract the best of the aromas.
Mm.
Okay. Mm. Color? Bright ruby red.
It is.
Bouquet, mouth-watering, with aromas of crushed strawberries, raspberries, and cherries.
No.
That when I see strawberries, that makes me nervous. It's going to be very sweet.
I don't know about that.
Strawberries and cherries is okay on Pinot.
Yeah.
It's the mouth-watering that gives me pause, because a Pinot being mouth-watering could be a really bad thing.
And I would expect for a French Pinot to have some funk. Does it smell sweet?
No, it actually smells like I've been maced.
No, it does not.
No, it doesn't.
It has a fine nose. Not overly funky, but it has a Pinot nose.
True. Tasting notes. Very elegant and round mouth. And round mouth, yes. With smooth tannins with fruit-forward flavors. Nice and long finish. Also, food pairings. White meat, such as chicken, veal, and pork. Is veal a white meat?
No.
Okay.
I thought it was... I mean, I know it's cow, but I thought maybe it was white because it's baby cow. It's still a red meat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Red-blooded.
Kill it humanely.
Well,
in the green fields. Yes. Aging potential. Join now or within 4 to 5 years after release.
Veal is... Veal is considered a white meat.
Is it? Uh-huh. It's the other white meat. It's the other white meat.
It's because it is slaughtered after the calf has been milk fed.
Oh, so it had a lovely milk diet and then it was slaughtered.
What would you...
I think that's semantics, though. I think it's...
It's in the culinary world.
Yeah. It's a red meat, though.
And then... Oh, duck and geese are... Goose is often considered red, which is surprising.
And if you've had a duck breast, it's as bright red as there is.
That's true. That's true.
You know... How many years did they say this could be held for?
4 to 5.
That's almost as funny as thinking about Wolford Wong saying maceration.
I was just checking the Cabernet. They said 4 to 5 for it, too.
That's not a coincidence.
Well, it is because they just don't have to change everything on the piece of paper.
Or on the back of the bottle. It's the same label on both bottles.
It is. I'm going to now smell it because I'm excited. It's Pédoc, folks. Think about that. What does that mean? A lot of Mediterranean stuff in it. I mean, you're anything that's not, it's not Burgundian, let's just say that. That's not where this is from.
Speaking of this, Friday night or Saturday night, when you tried to trip me up on wine?
Friday night, you were wrong.
What did we have?
Becky guessed that it was...
So he said, what is this? And I said, it's a Napa Cab.
And it was 73% Cabernet from Napa. Which, ergo, makes it not a cab by labeling standards. So, it was a Meritage blend. It was the 2013 Franciscan Magnificent.
Okay.
And guess what? It was magnificent.
It was nice.
Yeah, that's why I didn't say magnificent. It's magnificent. But still, it was back when Franciscan was good. Now it's not, but that's okay. So in the glass, it looks just like the Cabernet, strangely enough.
I think that call that it's a Cali Cab is
spot on.
Yeah, I think you get credit for that.
I'll give you 12% credit. Good job.
It does have a strawberry bouquet.
With menthol.
Oh, menthol.
And bubble in gum. The background, a little Pinot Funk.
Yeah.
But there's a malaise of... Of a bit of hubba bubba there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, so menthol, hubba bubba, and, strawberry.
A barnyard or something going on.
Well, I mean, it's dirty. I mean, they spit the hubba bubba out, and it rolled around the pig pen a little bit, but that's still hubba bubba.
Maybe that's where the barnyard came from.
It could be. Oink, oink. The hippo's there taking the shit, so.
Shout out to Inslee Farm. Just had some of their...
Did you get some?
Pork last night. What was the type? Hog? That was
Berkshire.
Berkshire pig.
So what did you get?
Didn't get all that I ordered. They were out. Yeah. I'm a new customer. So I didn't get chops. I only got half the amount of baby backs I ordered. And there's something else I ordered and didn't get.
Did you get short ribs?
I don't remember. I went with baby back.
Okay.
No, it was. I ordered some short ribs and couldn't get those. They were out.
So what'd you get?
5 pounds of Italian sausage.
Okay.
A Boston butt.
Mm. Wanted butts and sausage.
Two.
That's right. A Boston butt.
Two racks instead of four.
Yeah.
Oh. Well. Anyway.
How was that? Have you tried it yet?
Haven't had the ribs yet. Mm-hmm. But it's also in the freezer. But sausage I had tonight, it's nice. That's just a great, sweet tasting pork.
Is it in links or just loose?
It was the 5-pound package that he does.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Did y'all order?
No, we didn't. I didn't get any. I was going to get beef, and then they sold out. They sold out on everything, I think.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I wanted to get beef, and I put a note in my planner to talk to Rob about it, and then when we went to talk about it, it was all gone. So, yeah.
Move fast, for sure. And we'll both know.
Yeah.
I would absolutely order. But what we're discussing... how long have you been using them? A couple years?
We only did one order.
Only did one time?
Like a quarter hog or something like that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that's a decent amount of meat.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It was.
But you shared some of the sausage with me before. But it's a local farmer, local family. And
a Dern boy then unplugged the deep freeze. And so, ergo.
We didn't lose a lot, though, because it was at the bottom. True. It was pretty frozen. But we did lose. I forget what we lost, but we lost something. Some ice cream in that.
Yeah. Genius. But the wine, nevertheless. Mm. All right. I guess it does smell of Pinot-esque aromas.
You're disappointed to say that.
I'll be honest. I didn't expect it to have even anything reminiscent, even a hint of Pinot nose. I mean, it's Fat Bastard.
So loud.
That actually is not bad at all.
Mm-hmm. It's really not.
I mean,
it's like a little bit at the end, a little bit something.
A little tart, a little acidic, but not in a negative way. It's kind of a crisp wine.
It has a touch of tannins.
Yeah. It is definitely Pinot.
It's freaking pleasant.
It is pleasant.
There's nothing you can
fuck
say.
These guys.
It's freaking pleasant.
Fucking bastards.
It's not. It's also not. Hey. I don't know that I would go to.
That's not terrible at
tasting
all.
Tasting it, I don't know that I would get to France because it doesn't have like. In my mind, I think I would think that this was American.
I just wouldn't, particularly if you said we're drinking a $12 Pinot tonight.
Yeah, but American Pinots aren't like they're not of. It gets a little heated on the finish, but it's not of this competency. We just had Firesteed. That's Willamette. But it's jazzier and softer than this. I prefer this, actually.
This has a little bit of length to it, too.
Yeah. It does.
It really does.
I think that I would assume that this is American because it does have strawberry in it. And it kind of is throughout it. It has some strawberry. It doesn't make it sweet. Like, I was worried it would make it, like, sickeningly sweet. But it does have the sweetness of strawberry in it. And I would just never in 1,000 years associate that with France. I would just assume it was Californian. But it is a very nice drink. I can't believe it's this cheap. I really can't.
Well, it is paid off. It is. Well, we've had Pinots on the Med before. And we've liked them. They're cheap and they're cheerful and they're fresh. And this kind of has a little bit of those elements. It has freshness to it. Mm-hmm. It feels a little vibrant.
It is a little bit bright.
Yeah.
But you know what's also done really well? The oak on this is super nice.
Yeah, it is.
It's plain and exposed on the finish.
100% stainless steel.
No, it has oaking on the end.
It's there and it's exposed. It's not hidden.
No,
it's really well done.
Yeah. It just mellows through the end. Yeah, yeah.
No, folks, we're not saying this is a spectacular thing that's going to change your life. This isn't.
My life's different now.
Apaltagua.
Apaltagua is a very harmonious wine in the fact that it's very smooth throughout. So people that enjoy a smooth wine, a very silky smooth wine, they would like Apaltagua. But if someone likes a bit more of a rustic with a little more of acidic edge, they would possibly like this more.
And the rustic side of this is just a kiss of rustic. This is not a...
It has a little bit of a farmhouse quaff to it. Not to the fact that, I mean, they make a decent amount of cases of this, but it's not like it's BV Coastal. It has a little bit of that quasi-ruggedness of the acidity that gives it a little bit of zest. I mean, I can taste the med. I mean, this is kind of reminds me of some of those. I mean, I'm not going to go to that, but I'm going to say, well, this is a Paydock Pinot Noir from the med. I'm not going to say that because it's not the first that never comes to your mind. But I agree with Becky. You'd probably say it's California, even though you know that you're wrong. Because
you just would never associate this with France.
No.
And so I think you would just go to California.
Yeah,
this reminds me of that little Italian Pinot we did.
That a little Italian Pinot tasted ago. Like Syrah, Scott.
It was vibrant, though.
It was vibrantly Syrah, yes. It was better than whatever Pinot we had against it, but it tasted like Syrah.
No, I'm talking about the one we did solo. Maybe first year in the show.
Oh, that one. I mean, if you were remembering what we did first year in the show, you can't remember what you had for lunch today.
Well, that's fact. Well, I couldn't possibly tell you what it was, but it was a Mediterranean Italian Pinot we did.
No, it was a Mediterranean French Pinot.
Mm, okay.
Yes. And I know what you're referring to.
That is the one I'm talking about.
What's that? He's saying it was a Mediterranean Italian Pinot.
I thought it was Italian. Oh.
No, it's French. I do not recall what it was called. But yes, that was early.
And it was
on.
An oddball region area too.
It was. But it was cheap, cheerful, bright, and nice. Similar to
this. A little acidic.
That's what I was referring to earlier.
That's the one I was thinking of.
It was a home buys wine, I believe.
Yes.
Yeah. I know what you're talking about, but it was French. It was French. But that was it. I don't recall what it was called.
I don't think it was Paydock. In fact, I know it wasn't Paydock. It was
Paydock. I think it was Paydock because it's not from a traditional area. So when you say Paydock, that means, hey, man, the gloves are off.
But it was listed as a specific region that wasn't Paydock. So maybe it's a region inside of Paydock, but it was a small region.
Paydock is just saying, my interpretation of Paydock, I can have a Pinot from Languedoc. It's table wine, essentially.
Hmm.
But, I mean, so there isn't any kind of regulation as to where I'm growing it. So I could have a Cabernet from, you know, wherever. Doesn't matter. So that's the Paydock. It's a table wine, but there are higher grade, you know, higher quality table wines that are out there. But like this right here, we know this is the American market because A, it's kitschy. B, it has the varietal on the label. Right there. Boom. They don't sell this in France. If they do, they're not calling it Fat Bastard. They might sell it in France, but they're going to title it differently. So.
Lay Fat Bastard.
Chateau de la Solitude /
Bastard Grande.
ABC Village Fat Bastard.
No, this is a nice drink. It really is. It's called, very pleasantly
I believe over there it's called Chateau de la Portly Cocksucker. That's what it's called. I'm just saying.
Well,
it's just the same. I mean, it's a different. It's a, you know, that's the Village, though. The the standard is. yes. Portly.
Portly gentleman. I like to look the Bastard Grande. That was very clever.
Oh, thank you.
No, it was Scott. Wasn't you?
No. I thought you liked mine.
No, I liked Scott.
Oh, well, that's
you got
what?
Hennied.
You got what?
You got hennied.
What's hennied?
Stop that.
I didn't hear that. Well, she always says that to me.
What?
There's a reason.
Stop that. Or moving on. Enough. Ew.
Yeah.
That's disgusting.
Yeah.
Who are you? I'm hiding under the desk right now. It's terrible. God's going to come and stop you. Things like that.
I do not say that.
Well, you should, probably. I think
you
that.
Think them, I think.
I know I
do.
There's always a dramatic pause after I say the things I say to see if you're like, okay, well, I'm good. Hey. Not this time. We don't do the show outside, just as a precaution.
I wrote down my score of integrity before anything else. Oh, and yeah. I was thinking I needed to go back and change it. But now I feel like I might be right.
That's not a score of integrity. I know. I can change it.
Well, I know. But like right before we started talking, I was like, maybe I need to change it.
You're
maybe.
Not allowed to change it.
Before we did anything.
Oh, before you
yeah,
drank the
we
wine.
Did anything. Yes.
Even though that's questionable.
Whatever. Anyways. So this is random, but I want to tell you all about this new thing that I started doing that I kind of am in love with. Oh. So it's called Wordle. Have you heard of it?
No.
It's a new thing. It's this man. It's a super basic thing. If you just like Google Wordle, it's not the app. It's like, anyways, it's a five-letter word, and you get five tries to guess the word. And it's like, you know, in Mastermind where you can say like if it's the right color and the right position it's in.
No.
It does that with letters.
Oh.
It is very hard. So the word, like, let's say the word's tiger, okay, and you type in steam, it would tell you that there's like a T and an E in it.
It's like Wheel of Fortune.
So you know there's five letters in this word, and you have to completely guess what they are.
It's really fun. It's really fun. This man, you don't like stuff like this.
No.
This man
I'd
created
play it,
as a gift for his wife because she's really into words. And anyways, he just created it. It's a super basic. It has to be a very basic computer program, but it's really sweet.
How much does Henry like it?
He hasn't gotten it yet. I know. I should show him the website. He's super into
words.
It's
almost
games.
Like cruel that he haven't shown him that.
Yeah. You play, and there's only one a day. So you go in, it's like the Times crossword puzzle. You get one a day. It's cool.
Yeah, Henry would be like, I'm doing Wordle.
I'm actually stuck on today's word. I have one more guess, and I don't know what it is.
How many letters?
It's always five.
Oh, it's always five.
What letters do you have so far?
E and R.
E and R.
Do you know if you've got them in the right position?
I don't have them in the right spot.
So it tells you that. Mm-hmm. That's fun.
Yeah,
I want to play Wordle.
Cute.
Retina.
Did it go?
No.
How many letters in retina?
Is it six?
Here we go.
Well, shit.
It's powerlanguage.co.uk.
Rents.
Yeah, I have an E and a R, but they're not in the right spot.
What if it's tiger?
It was tiger one day.
Oh, it's already been
What
tiger.
If it's tiger again?
I tried raven, and that's how I got my E and the R.
Mm-hmm.
Five-letter words are kind of, yeah, it's a really cool game. I'll show it to you all off air. But I found out about it on Instagram, and it's basically just like a thing that a husband lovingly did for his wife because she's into word games. It's super sweet. It's free, one a day.
And I lovingly bought Fat Bastard for Becky to drink. So, folks, we're going to take
same.
It.
The
gonna,
same thing.
That's true.
It's the exact same thing.
It is. It is. So we're going to take a break, folks, and be right back here on the Wine Vault. And we're back, folks. So Becky is upset because I solved the Wordle puzzle
you
off
did
air.
Not.
I did too.
You can't even figure out how to use the website.
Except he couldn't figure out how to do it. So fair, Becky. You're only hearing the remnants of her chuckle. It's almost a.
He was like, I solved it on the first try.
It's such a hearty laugh.
Yeah, here it is.
We have different descriptors for how hearty that laugh is.
No, you did not.
First letter is G.
Did it light up green or yellow?
Green.
Okay, good.
All right, so here. Why am I doing this on air? I'm not doing this on air.
It's a fun
do it
game.
On air. It's a fun game.
It's not
There's
fun.
There's an R and an E in it. So what was the first word you typed in?
It involves spelling, so it's not a fun game for Rob.
None of your business what I
do. Do you type in green?
No, but great. I will know.
Gravy?
No, it can't be green.
No, it has an E in it.
It's not that. So G, L.
Glows? No, it has an E in it. It has
L. L.
I know.
That's not even a word. No, it's not a word.
Oh, yeah. It won't let you type in random letters that aren't a word.
No, it won't. It won't do that, folks. This is very exciting for you. I know. Hold on.
I hope everyone plays.
You know what would be more interesting? I hope they don't. If you told us and the listeners what you're typing on your phone.
I know it would, but I don't want to spoil it for them.
It's a different word every day, so by the time they hear it, it won't be that word, you idiot.
That's fake news.
It's so stupid.
You're such an idiot. You're so self-conscious. That you won't play the game during the episode.
I won't do it.
Because you're not.
I know.
I keep picking words. It's not in the word list. It's like, well, I don't know. I made it up. Fucker. Anyway, the Fat Bastard Cabernet.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
All right.
Demands that the word start with GL, and there's no such word in the entire English language that starts with GL. Mm. That's not true. Glare.
Oh.
Mm. There's no E in glare, though, is there? Yeah, there is.
Oh,
yeah.
Lord. There's that self-spelling.
I know it has an R and an E. Do you think it is glare? Type it in.
Uh-huh. Oh, look, by the way.
Took the Evelyn Woodhead Sped Redden course, my reading and writing comprehension has improved wonderfully.
Now, I did find something
I recommend the Evelyn Woodhead Sped Redden course.
I'm not. I'm done. I'm not
all my friends phone, right here on Roller Derby.
Yes.
No.
I'm going to put TikTok back on and ruin the show. Hand it to me.
You're already taking care of that.
So. Oh, I have some news before we go into the next wine. Oh.
Okay.
Wine related. Mm. Oh. Our friend Alvin sent a message.
Oh.
What's up, Alvin?
Hold on. Let me switch to the wine vault. Guess what he tried? Gunlock Bunshoe.
Oh, good call.
Yeah.
What did he say?
He said he decanted it 45 minutes, and it was a great value. He said he gave it 92 points.
Nice. I'll tell you, that's one of my favorite wines we've done in the past year. I'm so looking forward to getting that year in and year out.
Well, we have one in the queue that might be the next Gunlock. Oh. I'm not going to tell you what it is, folks, but...
You're going to tell us what it is.
I'm not.
You can't help yourself.
I'm excited to try it.
What is it?
I'm
not going to say.
So,
you don't
Alvin,
have to say it. Just mouth the words.
I want to say, Alvin, if you're listening, let me tell you, if you get a very short message on Facebook Messenger, it is from Rob.
It is from
Rob. Rob sent him back a thumbs up.
Thank you. No, that was, he's going to try
Protocolo
next. Well, yes.
Yes, but then
I'm a man of few words, sorry.
Spelling's the issue, Alvin.
No.
It is. Rob can barely type.
Did I misspell thumbs up? No.
True.
It's
okay.
That's
so true.
Embrace that you can't spell. We just got flipped off.
If you get a long response, it is from me.
That's very true.
If I were to show you like mine and Rob's text history, and Scott, I mean, I'm sure can verify this, mine are like 50 text messages to one of Rob's, 50 text messages to one of Rob's.
That's right.
So if you send us a message on Facebook, you'll know immediately who's responding. If you get a thumbs up, it's just from Rob because he doesn't understand.
And if you get that, you know it's me.
Stop.
You see that, Scott?
You're so stupid.
See that? There you go. Put that on your Facebook. So.
That does belong on this sheet, though.
You don't know. It's delicious.
Okay.
At least this is. I don't know.
So
I love that. I never thought I would say this on air or off air.
What?
Can I have some more of this wine?
Wow.
No, we're drinking Cabernet. You focus on the Cabernet. You drink all your Cabernet, then you get some more Pinot. So
it is good, though.
The Pinot.
The Fat Bastard Cabernet.
The grapes pass through the crusher destemmer and ferment in temperature controlled stainless steel vats. a period of maceration occurs at warmer temperatures in order to achieve a deeper color and softer tannins. After a gentle pressing, the wine is then transferred into stainless steel tanks where it undergoes full malolactic fermentation. Part of this wine is oak-aged before bottling. I'm not done. It's sourced from low-yielding vines grown in the foothills of, how you say that, Pays des Noces?
What? Where'd you say that?
It's in the black part. Near the revered
Appellation. Yeah, it's fine, yes.
Anyways, it's in the south of France. There, the vines thrive in an ideal environment, offering soils and climates particularly diversified. Our cap is expressive, powerful, and smooth all at once.
By the way, both of these wines are from Languedoc-Roussillon. So that's where, well, Pays d'Oc.
It didn't.
Mm-hmm. Opulent aromas of chocolate and black cherries.
Tasting notes, flavors of stone fruit with hints of grilled red pepper and spices. Vanilla, cinnamon, pepper spices. Long-lasting aromas on the finish. Mm. I feel like this is going to be terrible. The color, ruby red, beautiful, deep carmine notes.
That's correct. Tasting notes.
It feels like to me the last time we had stone fruit descriptor in a wine, it was...
A white wine?
Been through the desert on a horse with no name wine.
Yeah. What was that?
One of those Jack London things?
Maybe? Oh, my...
Wasn't that a stone?
Between his legs was a beautiful horse.
Been through the desert.
Did I have that?
On a horse with no name.
No. Yes, that was many years ago before Wilford was on the show.
Was that when you all used to do three episodes a night?
That might have been when you were on...
Maternity leave?
Maternity leave.
Which one?
Round one or two.
It's been several.
Which was actually three or four.
Yeah.
I'm going to say it was Luke.
Oh, okay, so yeah, it was okay.
I didn't really take much of a leave with Mac.
No, you didn't. You drank all the way through your pregnancy.
Well,
no, you didn't.
Z.
You did not drink at all, but you spit out.
Right? I'm just rolling my eyes at you, even addressing it. It's no one's business.
It isn't.
Well,
it's my body.
Scott.
No, you're the one that. Put your foot in your mouth. Yeah. Scott can speak.
I can put my foot nowhere.
Many doctors are allowing a glass of wine or a beer a day.
Yep.
Or a line of Coke. Well, no, I'm sorry. That was my doctor told me I could do this.
Your doctor told you need.
I'm not pregnant, though, so it's different.
Whenever
that
I
you
was,
know,
if you're pregnant, don't do the line of Coke.
Whenever I was pregnant with Luke, I didn't know until I was like 9 weeks pregnant, and. I had, you know, like there's all this stuff. You're not supposed to eat lunch meat. You're not supposed to eat soft cheese. Like there's so much stuff you're not supposed to do with like when you're pregnant. And so I was crying at my OB appointment. Like I've done all this stuff that's so bad for your baby. And she was like, have you done IV drugs? And I was like, what? No. And she's like, you're going to be fine. Like it's... Do not be upset about having a turkey sandwich. I was like, no, I'm talking about like.
How about if we negotiate? You go ahead and eat your turkey sandwich, but stop doing crystal meth.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah.
That's freebasing.
But that was like.
Oh, you freebase? Okay, that's okay.
It's fine. Yeah. But that's like where she went because I was really upset. I was crying. And I was like, I just feel like, you know, I haven't been taking prenatals, blah, blah, blah. And she was like, have you done IV drugs? I was like, oh, my God. Like, what I view as bad versus what?
How about if we trade? You do your Flintstone chewables, but stop shooting heroin.
Yeah.
Maybe? Possibly? Could we get you to do that?
My old OB was amazing, wasn't she, Rob? Uh-huh. She was really, really great. So, anyways.
How did she get fired? How did you fire her?
She retired.
She retired.
That's right.
She retired at the beginning of COVID.
Did one of our other friends use the same OBGYN as you? G? No?
Mm-mm. I don't have any. I thought
G maybe used them.
Who?
Bird.
Oh, no. She used a retired OB too.
That was the link I had.
Yeah. Yeah, they all gave birth to different hospitals. So, different privileges. Yep. So.
One of my friends in Baltimore uses the same, but not. Mm-hmm. She's never been on this show.
That's true.
But my retired OB is BFF with our pediatrician. We didn't know until I'd had Luke. No, William. After I'd had William, we found out.
Yep. So in the glass,
back to cab. Earlier you said they look alike in the glass. This is cab all day long. This is significantly darker than the Pinot.
Okay.
I just wanted to correct somebody who's given inaccurate.
Well, see, you don't have any Pinot in your glass, so you can't compare the two.
I know. That's a problem.
Scott was correcting Rob for being fake news.
It's true.
It's only, how long do we have?
He was being mainstream media.
On the nose, a little blackjack licorice, but a little prickly, too.
What do you mean by prickly, sir?
Smells prickly. A little acidic.
Acidic. Oh, really?
Slightly volatile, but not necessarily a negative way. But
oh, I see what you mean.
Mm-hmm.
It's a really subtle nose. The blackjack licorice is there, and it is strong, the strongest thing, but there's nothing about the.
It's not terrible. I don't hate the nose.
You could it's not a very strong nose for us.
It's not a very strong nose. You could stick your nose in there quickly and miss everything.
Yeah. Especially for being a cab. I was thinking that I was getting something in there. Like when my nose was in there, some kind of ash isn't the right word, but some kind of something ground related, but I don't know what it is. But it's very faint. I mean, the nose is just not very sharp.
Ground, you mean like dirt ground? Or
Okay.
Earthy.
Yeah. Not earth, though, but like a type of ground. I don't know. Maybe like a rock?
Okay.
Well, no. Well, I would. It smells with the prickliness, maybe like volcanic soils. Kind of.
I almost said volcano.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. It's not strong. I gotcha.
Yeah. Smells like magma. No, it smells like an ashy kind of
magma. We're gonna put you in a flow of magma.
But I agree. I see where you're coming from.
Yeah, it's not as strong.
No,
but it's there.
Here we go.
Okay.
It's not magma. It's MAGA. Don't you know? Don't you people know? It's not magma. That comes from a volcano. It's MAGA.
How much does this cost?
Because I said so.
I think 11 or 12 bucks. Except I don't hate that either.
Except at my fine resorts and golf courses.
So something that I was just thinking.
It's $27 of your money.
A cheap French cab is going to be infinitely better than a cheap American cab.
Well, that's suggesting that's. Well, this wine suggests that there's merit to that.
Have we done a single varietal cab from France before on the show? I don't think so. Pinot, yes. Merlot, I think yes. I don't recall single varietal French cab on the show.
I don't know what it would have been had we done it.
Because we openly said if you see a single varietal French
label,
run away.
Oh, we did. You and I did, Scott. George Dubuff. You don't remember it, do you?
I don't remember any of them.
Well, I remember that we did it.
Was that aired?
I don't remember. No, I don't remember what it tastes like.
Yeah, I don't think that aired. No. But
it wasn't that exciting.
Yeah, it's. But we've said, if there's a single varietal French wine that labels it's a Cab Sauv, it's marketed just for Americans, and it's likely not very good.
Well, this wine has a nice coolness to it. Mm-hmm. I think you sometimes refer to that, Scott. There is a whiff of green pepper. I don't mind it, though.
It's nothing like a South American green pepper,
no,
though.
No, and it just kind of keeps it all. It's a little bit herbaceous in a nice way. Mm-hmm. There's lean fruit.
More in like a...
Wish you hadn't said about the green pepper because that's all I can taste.
But it's not a...
But I think the spices, it's more like an Italian spice blend where you're like, is this basil maybe? Mm-hmm.
Maybe just a whiff of sun-dried tomato in there. But a nice little lean blackberry fruit. But it has a nice mouthfeel.
It's tannic.
Yeah. Has a nice bit of weightiness to it.
I would say it's like medium-bodied.
Medium-bodied.
You know what would make this better for me?
Yeah.
If I had some more Pinot to drink.
Well, too bad.
So what I was thinking when I was drinking it is if we were drinking a $10 or $11 cab that was American, you run a lot of risks of wanting to spit it out. I mean, you could really get into some cheap, gross stuff.
Yeah, we know this, yeah.
I mean, we've drank that 1,000 times. Mm-hmm. And I was bracing myself for sugar. I was bracing myself for really bad oaking.
Yeah, that.
I was bracing, you know, kind of like what additives are going to be in this. Like, sometimes you can taste like...
Oh, the purple death.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, like, it'll have almost like a fish thing in it going on, like all that crap stuff. You can just taste it.
Like a fish tank, but yeah.
Yeah. You know what I'm talking about, though. I mean, we've all had that. But this is very, very drinkable.
Very drinkable.
It is.
This is not as drinkable for me.
I have had 1,000 wines worse than this.
I'll give you that. I'm there with you
on this show. I've had 1,000.
I've had 1,400 wines
worse than this. But also, I'm going to 100% agree. We've journeyed a long and winding road looking for a California designation cab that's worth a shit. And I don't think we found it yet.
No.
And this is better than
every single one of those.
I don't recall one that I would say is better than this.
No, because they all are manipulated. This
even tastes, if they're not manipulated, they're just bad.
Well, this just tastes clean and somewhat vibrant. It's pleasant. Yeah. It's a pleasant drink. It's not wildly exciting, but the vibrance actually brings a touch of interestingness to it. An enjoyment to it.
Let me go in again and I'll...
As a...
it's vibrant. The green...
It's also not objectionable. I was thinking like... As a table wine, I mean, you would really, really be.
You're not going to pair this with a steak.
No.
But, I mean, this is like the. This is a Wednesday night wine where you drink a couple glasses, then you put the, you know, you vacuum vent the rest, and then you drink a glass the next night. Or, you know, you're having your people over for cards, you're going to drink a couple bottles of wine, you drink a couple bottles of Fat Bastard. It's not necessarily meant to be something that. Oh my gosh, remember that monumental night? That that's not what you have.
No. Nope.
But you're a house red, and I think you said this, a house wine should be this. Could be this.
Table it could be this. There's a little little thing with the oaking that bugs me. I pulled air over it this time, and the green pepper's not as prominent.
Yeah,
it's not a green peppery note. It just has a slight herbal vegetation that comes from that, but it's nice.
I didn't get the green pepper. I'm afraid to drink it again and spoil it. But
that's what did it for me. Because as soon as somebody said green pepper, I was taking that first taste, I went, oh, there it is.
I like a wine with a little bit of leanness. Nobody dares to go that path anymore, and I hate that. I hate things that are pumped up. I like things that are just a little more austere and rustic and, you know.
And that's what you would
call this rustic, though.
It's not pumped up, and it's definitely...
Mm-hmm. It's stripped down. Here's a fresh wine.
Drink it. The French style is to generally be lighter versus heavier.
Yes.
In the body.
And this stays true to that.
And not just in the body, but overall in the profile of their wine.
Yep.
Yeah.
Certainly there are some... Big burly French wines.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but I think that's a good point.
12.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's really good. It drinks like a 20.
It's such a pleasant. You know, summertime out on the deck in the evening, and you're just having a glass of wine. You don't want to think about it. You just want to relax and mellow out. This is nice for that. You know, you have some cheese and crackers, whatever. That's fine for that. Not as a food pairing, really. It can't stand up to that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
I'll tell you. I'll tell you what I would like with this wine.
Mm.
More of the Pinot.
Well, you're not getting that right now. Out of general principle.
You have no general principles.
Oh, I do. Watch this.
How dare you?
Anticipating.
He's sipping some more Pinot. Rubbing it in. This wine is more than fine. It's more than it's
very pleasant.
I don't find this nearly as pleasant as the Pinot.
Well, that's because you're dumb, but it's okay.
Okay, well, so
they each have their own merits. You don't compare them against each other because one's Cab, one's Pinot. This is a very pleasant...
They're both fat-pastured. We're drinking them side by side.
We're just thinking... It's the line that we're judging. These are both very pleasant wines. This is a little, the Pinot has a little bit more complexity. It's a little bit more interesting. It is, just by its nature. It is. It's a more interesting wine. It probably is a higher scoring wine, but this is a straight drinking red wine. Forgetting the varietals, forgetting all this other stuff. From a Euro standpoint, this is a very nice drink. Simple drink, yes. But it doesn't really do anything bad. It just is there. It's nice. It's a little bit lighter. As Becky said, it's medium. But the body that's there, French, the mouthfeel that's there, is pretty nice.
I know. I was thinking.
Can't take anything off of this being schmedium, as Becky said. You really can't.
No.
Knock this down.
I
for
wonder,
being
too. I always think about blind taste testing. I wonder if we would come around to it being French because it is lighter and not overdone. I don't think that you would ever.
The cab more than the Pinot.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. I don't think you would ever expect this to be a California cab. It's so different. No.
This is a dead ringer for a French cab. Whether or not you'd say it's Merlot.
I don't know that I would necessarily get cab, but I think that I would maybe get European.
I think it would be easier to pick this out as some kind of South African knockoff French style cab.
But they don't normally, they don't normally achieve success when they try to do that.
I've had a couple of decent ones, but it's interesting because it's almost as homage to being a blend.
Well, normally they are blends.
Right. So
it doesn't. I mean, you know, I understand what you're saying because you've had Cab Merlot kind of. Cab, you've had Bordeaux blends, really, really, really light ones.
Where it's that almost all cab, and then it has these little things.
Or even
in it.
Merlot, or you know, this tastes a little bit like those do, but it does taste like an homage to Bordeaux, sort of. But I mean, it doesn't have the complexity of anything that's in Bordeaux. Maybe, well, it's better than Mouton Gadet. So there's that. So it's better than some of those jokers. I mean, it's also been better. It's better than some of the things I've had from Trader Joe's that are Bordeaux. I'd rather drink this than that. And I'm
trying to
even like the Eau Claire Bees and stuff like that. I like those, but you know, on a Wednesday night, I might rather drink this because it just feels a little bit more fresh.
Yeah,
those are a little jazzier.
And this is a little more straightforward, I guess. But there's not much going on with this. I would pick the Eau Claire. Every day of the week, but
would you pick
that's our thing.
The Pinot over the cab?
100%.
I think you would. Yeah.
Every day of the week.
I think I would too.
If I'm going to buy one, I would probably buy the cab occasionally, but I think the Pinot would be the preference.
Yeah, I think if I had them both, I would reach for the Pinot first.
Yes.
But
I would drink the cab.
Mm-hmm. I say.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the cab is easy. I just don't. I think I would like the cab a lot more if we hadn't done it right beside the Pinot. I really do. Maybe not.
Well, maybe it's because you want the. What if?
No, the Pinot.
On sale for $8.99? Could you imagine that would be so? How nice that would be.
Yeah.
Yeah, but for sure. But there's a difference between the two wines. When we.
Oh sure. They're not the same.
Tasted the Pinot, we all got beaming smiles on our face.
Yes.
Yeah.
And this though was like, okay, that's a decent follow up. You didn't step on your dick.
Now,
good job, Fat Bastard.
For sure. And credit to Fat Bastard, right? You fat bastard. But the Pinot, and look, folks, we're not saying this is spectacular, ageable 4 to 5 year wine. And you have to go out and buy it, and it's a number that starts with a 9. We're not saying anything like that. But for what our expectations were.
Yeah.
Oh yeah,
this put a smile on our face. How good it is!
And we're honestly so very rarely surprised in this way. You know, it is nice. It is refreshing to find a wine like this
we expected to be so
bad. I'm so excited to score this and see how far off we were from our scores of integrity.
I think we're gonna be off.
Screw that. So folks, we're gonna take a break and then we're gonna come back with the scores here on the Wine Vault. And we're back, folks. So, the Fat Bastard wines, the Pinot and the Cabernet. We're going to go around the room. We're first going to get scores for...
How fair the Cab is growing on us.
It is. It's a lovely drink.
Or on Rob.
We're going to start off
finish
with
finish both of my glasses, basically.
I know. We like them. Becky likes them. I'm excited that you like a French wine. It's not every day.
It is not every day.
So, Becky, the Pinot Noir. We'll start off with that. What is your score for the Pinot Noir?
I gave it an 87.
Oh, wow. 80?
I thought it was very nice.
87 of your points.
Cannot believe it was only $12.
I'm parched.
Yeah, I'm a big fan. Mm. I would definitely buy again.
Mm. Scott.
I'm at the same point. That's the number I had. I was between 87 and 88, and 88 is just too high. But good Lord, that has to go in the value priced Hall of Fame. Drinkability alone.
We're rarely surprised in the positive. And then we are positive in the positive. We're surprised in the positive.
Well, it would go in the value price Hall of Fame, except for my 78. I'm sorry, it's an 87. I actually was.
You gave it 87.
87.
87, 87.
It is value price Hall of Fame, and quite frankly, tip of the cap so far to the Fat Bastard. It's a lovely drink. It has a little bit of complexity. It's a little bit interesting, but it's fresh, vibrant, and fun. Yep.
Nice, lengthy finish relative to what the wine is. They just really well done.
They've taken
a $12 wine and treated it properly.
Mm-hmm. Which means they didn't do a ton.
Mm-hmm. Well, but
it's good.
Oaking's nice. It's
tasty. And then over to the Triple B for the Cabernet.
It's tannic. It's medium-bodied. I mean, it is not like something to write home about, but it is perfectly fine and acceptable. I gave it an 86.
Wow. I really got that wrong on the scores of integrity. That's okay. Scott.
It just didn't hit me as well as it did for you all. 85, but I'm up on that. Until
you're up on that?
Until the last little bit I've had here, I was more in the 84 range. But it's grown on me a little bit.
What are you giving it, Robert?
I also gave it an 86.
Wow!
I'm 1 point below, and I got the...
No, you were. That was 84.
Let's do scores of integrity. I'm going last.
It's pleasant. The Cabernet is pleasant, folks. Really, you cannot go wrong with these wines.
Nope. No way could you go wrong with these wines. These are, I hate to say it, but these have to be highly recommended for the price point and just because it's almost like a shock value to me.
By the way,
we enjoy these.
They get a new compliment from me. They get a Bravo. Not just the tip of the cap, a Bravo.
For a mass-produced wine.
Yep.
That has been imported for us. Dumb Americans.
It's good.
This is good.
They're good.
And Becky, French wines normally aren't your thing.
No.
They're not in your...
They're both like very mild wines, I would say.
Fair. But
they're
like Thanksgiving. Mm-hmm. It's just, they're just nice home-cooked kind of things. They're just pleasant and appealing. You're like, I like that. And it does remind you of the varietal. Both of them are typical of the varietal character. The Cabernet for French, naturally. Pinot tastes like Pinot.
Mm-hmm. It really does.
But they have a very pleasing nature, a very kind, friendly face when you drink them. You're like, good.
Do scores of integrity. I'm about to die.
Maybe.
I didn't win.
Maybe it's not fair for the Cab to follow after the Pinot, because the Pinot, we really.
Yeah.
It just, are we beamed?
Yeah.
Our faces beamed when we tasted that first taste of that. And that's just...
So scores of
integrity.
I'll go first.
Okay.
For the Pinot, I had Rob at 85, Rebecca at 86.
That's really well done, Scott.
For the Cab, I had Rob at 85 and Becky at 85.
So how many off?
That would make me off...
Five? Four?
Five.
Scott's off five.
Is that right?
Yes. For the Pinot Noir, I thought Becky would give it 83 of her points, ooh, which I was off by 4. And I thought Scott would give it 85 of his points. I was off by 2.
Okay.
For the Cabernet, I thought Scott would give it 83 of his points. I was off by 2. But Becky, I thought she'd give it 79 of her points.
No, you didn't.
I did. And so I was off by 15 points.
Okay.
I did very poorly.
Well, we didn't expect this wine to be good. And
yeah, you know, historically, I'm a Russian judgy.
Well, but historically, you don't care for anything French wine.
No, I thought that was a pretty solid guess.
Pinot Noir. Yes. Scott, 87. Rob, 88. I was off by 1. Mm. Cabernet, Scott, 86. Rob, 86. I was off by 1. I was off by 2.
Holy
this is one
cow.
Of my best showings on the most what? Shocking wine.
But what made you change your numbers, though? After
no, I didn't.
Well, you said you were going to.
I thought, well, so I knew it was Fat Bastard, but I didn't know it was French.
Mm-hmm.
And so then when I put it together that it was Fat Bastard and it was French, I was like, oh, man, I need to go and change it to like a 10.
That's pure tradecraft right there. I have to announce that Scott is the winner tonight.
No, I did really well, but she crushed it.
Proud of myself.
What made you, just to begin with, French or no French, what made you think that Fat Bastard would be that good?
I have no idea. I have no
she
idea.
She got a dossier.
I think that honestly,
I don't know why I thought it was going to be reasonably good too, because I when she didn't score it that much.
When she was off last week, she was actually meeting her contact at a drop point at a truck stop bathroom, and they
slid them. We've been very busy with the uprising in Kazakhstan. It's been a very busy time.
Wait a minute. I was in that truck stop too, and I tapped my foot. For different reasons. And somebody
for different reasons.
What? Well, yes, I was there to meet somebody for something. I can't say what it was.
It involved toilet paper.
No, well, I did use that on my chin afterwards, but anyway.
What, did you fall and hit yourself?
No. Anyway, folks. Why did you make him say that? He didn't want to say that.
Robert.
I didn't want to say it.
Robert. What? Robert.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yes.
You must return to see me in the office. We must have discussions. There are way too many voices in your head.
That's true. That's true.
Way too many voices in your head.
Well, nevertheless, folks. I can't remember what we did. Oh! 387s for the Pinot. 286s and an 85 for the Cabernet. All highly recommended. Tip of the cap. And bravo to Fat Bastard for making a wines that are both really good.
In the background, they're singing shaka-laka, 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 shaka-laka. Whoop, there it is.
So, folks, for Rob the Wine Guy, Scott the Unlicensed Taxi Driver, and the Triple B, we are going to bid you adieu. And das Vidanya. And see you next time here on the Wine Vault. Good night.